Most of the people who spoke to Studio 7 while attending the birthday bash said they wanted to eat at least a decent meal on Saturday, as they are in most cases failing to have a single meal per day. Some ended up stashing the food in plastic bags in order to take it back home for their hungry children who could not walk all the way to Great Zimbabwe. According to the state-controlled media, the ruling ZANU-PF party slaughtered 53 beasts and sourced about 300 kilograms of processed beef and hundreds of kgs of game meat for 50,000 guests. To cream it all, there was also lots of desserts and other goodies supplied by the first families Alpha and Omega Dairy Farm. This is what forced Tunderai Mutema of Mrinya Communal Lands to walk for about 20 kilometers to get Zimbabwe. Mutema said he brought his family with him to the birthday bash.
Yeah, the celebrations were quite okay. We come from long distance, not mainly such to celebrate for our president's 92 birthday, but our main aim was to have food, since we have many days since from the beginning of the year, which we did not manage to get proper meal. So we are grateful that we managed to have food, but we don't know for tomorrow what will happen tomorrow.
Some villagers had to stampede for leftovers, which they took home, saying they would find ways of preserving the food so that they can depend on it in the next few days. One of the villagers who declined to be named in fear of being victimized said it was unlikely that people were going to stay away from such a lavish birthday, as they do not know where the next meal will come from.
Okay, today we have come to eat. So much, we are suffering in Zimbabwe. This is the only day that we can eat. These people, they've come all the way from Harare so that they can prove themselves that they love us. So today we want to eat food so much. They let them give us food. We want to eat today so that we can prove that, yeah, we have got our leaders. Okay, about hunger. Hunger is too much in Zimbabwe. Everything is just, yeah, I don't know what to say.
Some people in Masvingo province are now surviving on wild fruits due to severe food shortages caused by the current drought. They were expecting Mr. Mugabe to address the hunger situation in the region. Tsitsi Muduma of Mashata village in Mchakata communal land said she is disappointed that the president did not talk much about the hunger situation in Masvingo.
The birthday bash, it was okay. You really enjoyed it. The food was okay. But in addressing the main focus that we came here for, it wasn't really attended. Take, for instance, we came here to hear if the president is going to address about the food shortages in our country, and especially in Masvingo. But that wasn't fully addressed, for he only talked about the political status and how he's going to deal with the political instabilities. But when it comes to the food and stuff, it wasn't fully addressed.
President Mugabe, in his concluding remarks, promised villagers that no one would die of hunger, as his party and government were making efforts to feed everyone. Act for Mugabe. But villagers were not convinced about these remarks, saying the president did not give specifics on how his government would provide food to the hungry. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Gandhi Maramba.